Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You know, on Saturdays, we're still here. It's something called the Saturday morning special. 6 days a week, 6 to 10 a.m. The best of on Saturday mornings. It's everything funny and good. It's sort of winnowed down to the best stuff. All the good stuff that happened the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice. None of the chafe that we usually give you, you know, that kind of stuff.
But it's still free.
Oh, yeah, totally free. Yep. This is a little catch up. It's fun. The 2023 Kids' Choice Awards. Oh, my God, I love awards shows, especially ones for kids with slime. Mm-hmm. They'll be hosted by a TikTok star and a guy from CBS Sports. It's the guy who does the NFL Slime Time. You ever seen that? It's the watch. It's a regular NFL game, but when they make a touchdown or make a field goal, there's like certain slime things that happen. They superimpose.
Seen that. I didn't know it was specific to CBS, or is it on?
They say
Nickelodeon.
It's on Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay. So they run a football game that CBS has on Nickelodeon, yes. And then they slime. Okay, yeah. I'm familiar, but I never watch it.
Yeah. So it's fun, actually. You know, it's a different way to... I've only watched it when, you know, it was John's way of trying to trick the kids into watching football. Didn't work. But I've watched it enough times that I'm familiar.
All right.
And it's fun. Everybody's kind of cool on there. And, you know, it's sort of a different take on the... on the whole football thing.
Okay.
But he's a regular sports analyst, too. His name is Nate Burleson. So Nate Burleson.
Is that the guy?
That's the guy.
Okay, he's on their Sunday morning show.
Yeah, I see him all the
rest.
Time.
Phil Sims, I think, is one of the guys. And is it JB? I don't know. I think it is JB. Anyway, okay, I'm familiar with him. Go on.
So he is one of the hosts. Uh-huh. They call him anchor and sports analyst. That makes sense. And then the other is a TikTok star that we've all heard of. She's the one who makes... She's the richest one, or is it her sister who's the richest one?
She's the richest one, yeah.
Charli D'Amelio. Am I saying her name right?
Yeah.
So she is hot and has a zillion followers, and the kids love her.
Charli D'Amelio. Well,
we're going to play you a little clip of her right now. Here you go.
Her and him with the slime.
Social media star Charli D'Amelio and I will be co-hosting Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards. The awards is taking place in March, and we'll celebrate fan favorites in film, music, sports, and more. Nickelodeon, like CBS, is part of Paramount Global. Charli has nearly 150
million they go on.
Followers on
150
TikTok.
Million.
That girl's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. She's the biggest deal on TikTok.
Why she's is she dancer. The biggest deal? She's just cute.
Oh, because she dances. So she's
So she's cute, but she's a really good dancer. She actually practices, what do you call that dance? I don't know.
No idea.
The actual, like, you know, she has
shuffle. Can she do the shuffle?
No, what about the bump? Is she good at the bump?
Every
interpretive
day I'm
dance
shuffling.
And all that, you know.
Turbo dance.
Interpretive dance.
Oh, interpretive. Interpretive. Oh, well,
yeah.
I don't know.
What do we know about dances?
I don't know much about dancing either, but I know she's a pro. She's good at it.
Go back and forth with my heels like this.
Oh, the two-step. Oh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The side-to-side. Mm-hmm. Somewhat keeping with the beat step. Yeah.
Good, right?
Some solid dancing.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. When I was in a cover band, we used to...
Geneva?
Yes, Geneva.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. We had some moves that we would do because we had two lead singers, me and this guy.
What's his name?
Danny. Yeah. Can't think of his last name.
You and Danny were together a few times, right? Over the years?
Probably.
All right.
I don't know.
So when were you when you guys were singing to each other like, love is a battlefield.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you'd like look in each other's eyes and.
No.
What?
Think about last night.
No,
Okay,
fine.
This next one goes out to my. Oh, here we go.
Heartache to heartache with them.
Oh.
That. It was a solid, solid wink moment.
No, we Danny had all must this, have like. Been in. Did he love you?
Everybody loves me, Vin.
No, I mean love you.
He didn't love me.
No, just didn't love you.
Phyllis didn't love me. I mean, he loves me as a friend.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
Oh, I do know his last name.
Danny?
Yeah.
Oh, what's his last name?
Gorman.
Danny Gorman.
Danny Gorman. Good, let's really good singer.
800-400-3697. Call now.
He was a male nurse on the side.
What?
Yeah, he was a nurse. Well, I put male nurse in there because it is somewhat unusual, I guess.
Not really.
He was not a like male nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just someone who did cocaine?
Yeah.
Ah.
No, I was a waitress and a bartender.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's when you were at the Mexican restaurant.
Yes.
Got it.
That's
okay.
Right. Pancho Villa's. Yeah.
Right.
In Leominster, Massachusetts. Ding, ding, shame.
Okay.
That place is probably still there.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
I think about that place all the time. Like, they had the most delicious food.
Oh.
How's this guy?
He did?
This guy's, even though it says I'm Jimmy, his name is Jimmy.
That
Gordon.
Does look just like him.
Oh, he's my from, God, you
he's
found
a
him.
Nurse from Boston.
He looks old now.
Well.
Is that him?
Yeah. I think that's him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you getting stirrings?
Not at all.
Oh.
Nope.
So that's Danny.
Age. That's Danny. Send him my picture.
Oh, man, I can't believe I.
See if he's bummed that he didn't marry me.
All right. That's the guy, huh? Did he have long hair then? Or
he did. He had longer hair. He was very young and
fresh.
Slightly smaller than that.
Oh.
The end. Anyway, we were talking about dancing. That's right, yeah. That anyway,
D'Amelio.
Your side to side shuffle thing was, mm-hmm. we had a whole thing going on, we'd do it together.
Oh.
Oh.
We'd be doing it, choreographed.
Like
you and Danny.
Or, yes.
Dancers.
Yeah. And we did. Nice. We did a lot of air guitar moves together.
Did he ever get behind you and freak you?
No.
Did you ever get behind him and freak him?
No. You ever get in front of him and bend down and twerk?
Twerking wasn't a thing when I was
a
kid.
Well, freak is the...
Yeah.
Was the...
Yeah, no, I never did any of that stuff.
The twerk is a grown-up freak. It, freak started and then it grew up to become a twerk.
Yeah. Mm.
No, huh?
Nope.
Okay.
None of that.
What are we talking about again?
The Kids' Choice Awards.
Right, okay.
Will be hosted by TikTok star Charli D'Amelio, which I'm sure she'll be fantastic. Maybe she'll even do some killer dancing for us.
She better.
And then the CBS Mornings anchor and sports analyst Nate Burleson, also from NFL Slime Time. It takes place March 4th, 7 p.m. on all four Nickelodeon channels. I did not realize there were four, but there are Nickelodeon, Teen Nick, Nicktoons, and Nick Jr., as well as TV Land, CMT, and MTV2. Stranger Things has the most nominations with 6. It's got favorite family TV show, favorite female TV star, Millie Bobby Brown and Sadie Sink are both, they're up against each other. And then for male TV star, Finn Wolfhard, Gatton Matarazzo, and Caleb McLaughlin. The poor Noah didn't get any Noah Schnapp. He didn't get any nominations. It's lame. If you're going to nominate 3 of them, you might as well nominate them all.
Which one's Noah?
He's Will.
Will's the worst one.
Oh, he's great on that. And also his brother.
Will was gone for the first season. Like, gone. Not even there.
And now he just gets, he's like on the edge
of
tears.
Oh, sorry. Dang it.
Taylor Swift follows with 5 nominations, including favorite female artist. Anti-Hero and Bejeweled are up for favorite song. And Taylor's Cat is nominated in the celebrity pet category. I don't know what other pets are nominated. Some first-time nominees are Jenna Ortega, who plays Wednesday.
She's really good.
She's unbelievable. Someone named Letitia Wright, Jack Harlow, and Joji. And if you are a kid, I guess, and you want to vote on this, nick.com. You can check it out. March 4th. It's going to air.
Right.
Netflix is going to start cracking down on password sharing next month. which it's complicated what they've got here, but it sounds like you'll be okay if you're not at your house. So I sort of know how they're going to do it. Here's what they're saying. There's an updated frequently asked questions section, and they said, to ensure uninterrupted access to Netflix, connect to Wi-Fi at your primary location, open the Netflix app or website, and watch something at least once every 31 days. If you do that, we'll never even ask for your password.
Most people have no problem meeting that standard.
Right. This creates a trusted device so you can watch Netflix even when you're away from your primary location. So if someone outside your household tries to use your account on a non-trusted device, Netflix says Netflix will then prompt the user who tries to sign into your account elsewhere to sign up for their own account instead and block their access until they do. But if it's you who's trying, like say you're traveling and you want to open your account like at a hotel TV or on an airplane or whatever, I guess, in that case, you have to request a temporary code when you sign in, and it'll give you access for 7 consecutive days.
I feel like, and I don't travel a lot and really don't even like it. You know, I have to bring everything with me. It's a whole freaking thing. But when I do, I usually watch on my iPad.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be trying to sign in on
an unknown device.
Right. And right. I don't know how normal that is. I don't know if that's what
that seems normal to me.
Yeah.
Like, and if you sign in regularly on your home TV and on your iPad, then you shouldn't have a problem with this. My thing is, if I got someone's username and password and I try to sign in on it and they go, you can't, but you can get this one-time code, then I'm like, okay, give me the one-time code. Although maybe they send it to like
a trusted device.
A trusted device.
Right.
Yeah. All right, there you go. So I guess they'll have to call you.
And it had become a joke that everyone was sharing their Netflix.
That there was only one Netflix account and we all had the password to it. I thought this was interesting. You know, I know that the Marvel Universe, you have been, I believe you're caught up. You've watched all of them and you tried to watch them like sequentially. And
I have watched all of the first, or actually I don't even know what, because they were sort of phase one or whatever, however they were referring to them. I've watched a lot of it and a lot of it I really like. I've also seen some stuff more recently that I thought, and like Doctor Strange in the Metaverse.
Right, yeah.
And now we've got Quantum Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I guess the effects have become so detailed and so good that they don't even want to be on land doing normal saving.
No, exactly. Like they're trying to try to save another Earth, and somewhere off in a parallel universe.
Right.
I hate the parallel universe. I mean, I like it sometimes. I did like the Spider-Man one, which was a cartoon. But I feel like it's become this big crutch that everyone's using. Oh, you got to have a metaverse in there. You got to have the multiverse.
Yeah, the multiverse. It's a trend. It's for sure caught on, and they all feel like this is. And don't get me wrong. I watched the Doctor Strange and when they start walking up the wall, you're like, oh, that is radical. But then the thing starts to spin, and soon you can't keep up with the action. And it's just completely blinding movement that you go, all right, let me know when you're done.
Yeah. And let me know when the plot gets forwarded.
Right.
You know. So DC Comics, their universe, it has got a lot of stuff going on. They've got new studio bosses at DC Studios. In fact, this is what we heard about Wonder Woman going away. So it's James Gunn, who is he's the Guardians of the Galaxy guy.
Yes, he is.
And a guy named Peter Safran. And they've laid out the future of the DC universe. So I've got some of the highlights of this.
I've thought about this when they got the gig. Can you imagine the pressure on you to sort of go, the Superman that's currently in place, we've decided, no, we're going to go a different direction.
They
have to do make all these decisions, and it will be on them when these things become films.
They better pick the right guy.
It's very much, I mean, probably even worse than making a bad pick in the NFL draft, because that's one guy that gets swept under the rug, so to speak. But when the movie flops, it's supposed to be a billion. You know, this movie's supposed to make $1 billion, and it flopped.
So the first big movie that's going to
be
sort
part of the
launch
new thing.
DCU is Superman Legacy. It'll come out July 11th, 2025. So it's just a couple of years out. Don't worry, years whip on by. And yes, there will be a new actor playing Superman. I don't have his name yet. There's a new Batman movie called The Brave and the Bold. It will not star Ben Affleck. And Batman, I don't believe that Batman is going to be Robert Pattinson either, although he is going to continue on in a whole separate branch Batman thing. I'll get to that in a second. So a new Batman movie, it's going to feature Robin, but this Robin is Bruce Wayne's son, Damian Wayne. The original Robin, Dick Grayson, might also be in it. Supergirl is getting her own movie, but it sounds dark. They say she'll be more hardcore than Superman because she was raised on a piece of Krypton that chipped off when the planet exploded, and for the first 14 years of her life, she sat there watching everyone else die. So she's coming from a dark place. They're also bringing back Swamp Thing, which I feel like was like a 60s movie or something.
Swamp Thing, if I remember correctly, was Heather Locklear.
Oh, right. They did do a version of it.
Just in my dreams, I dreamt of her in her skimpy little outfit being carried away by Swamp Thing.
So this movie will investigate Swamp Thing's dark origins and be more horrific than a typical superhero movie. Because it was more of a horror movie than, you know, a superhero movie.
Yes.
This is kind of interesting.
Is that her? Did I get it right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There she is.
Yeah.
That's Return of the Swamp Thing. So this is clearly something in the... She doesn't even look that horrified. She actually looks like she's kind of laughing.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Viola Davis is in a show called Peacemaker, where she plays Waller, who's sort of like the overseer and all-knowing person who is directing the team that Peacemaker leads. You'd have to really have... Did you watch Peacemaker?
No, but that's the one starring the wrestler, right?
John Cena.
Uh-huh.
It's so wrong, it's right. It reminds me very much of The Boys. If The Boys was really trying to be a comedy, which it has its comedic moments, but this is a comedy. You would love this.
Oh, all right.
It's got an eagle named Eagly.
Okay.
It's great. So Viola Davis plays a role, a very small role on that, but she's getting a spinoff story. It's going to be called Waller. She'll be playing that character, Amanda Waller. And it acts as a bridge between the first and second season of Peacemaker, because season two is for some reason on hold. I'm not sure what's going on with that. I knew I was going to love Peacemaker when I watched the opening credits. It's so dumb, for real. And you just love it.
Okay.
They say season two is put on hold because James Gunn is focusing on Superman.
Oh. Well, he needs to refocus. Well, I suppose he's got a million things to focus on right now. But Peacemaker's so good. He should just assign someone else to make that happen. So good. There's a Green Lantern TV series. It's called Lanterns, and it's coming to HBO Max. So the characters, Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart, those are the names of these Green Lanterns. It sounds like they've played them before, and they're coming back. Ryan Reynolds probably nowhere near that one. Is Deadpool Marvel? I'm never sure.
I thought it was.
I think so, yes.
It is possible that Gal Gadot, who played Wonder Woman, Jason Momoa, who played Aquaman, Ezra Miller, who played The Flash, and Zachary Levi, who played Shazam, will return in some capacity. That hasn't been worked out yet, though, but they're saying, you know, don't count them out. The Flash, by the way, despite Ezra Miller's off-screen issues, that's on its way to theaters, and James Gunn is high on that. He calls it one of the greatest superhero movies ever made. So they've got high hopes.
Look,
they spent a lot of money making that.
I'm sure. And I'll tell you, he plays. I know he's made the news for not good reasons. So I'm not trying to. And I can't defend the guy, I don't even know enough about all of that to know what the hell is going on there. But he plays the character well.
So he's been in a smaller role as the Flash in another movie.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. It's neat. He does a good job.
Cool enough to get a standalone, right? So too bad he melted down over and over. There's also Shazam Fury of the Gods. That's on its way to theaters. So Robert Pattinson's Batman is still a thing. And the Joker sequel with Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga is also moving forward. These are not part of the main DC. These are another branch, though. So Robert Pattinson's going to play Batman again, and it is DC. But they're going to have another Batman.
I don't like it.
By the way, they have a name for these offshoot branches. It's called DC Elseworlds, which will also include Colin Farrell's Penguin spinoff,
okay,
which we'd been hearing about. So anyway, there's a lot of changes happening over there. I'm sure it'll all be amazing.
I hope it is.
And then I wanted to do this story because we've talked a lot recently about stars who aren't going to leave their money to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sting has famously said that. And Maria Osmond recently said, but my children won't be included in my will. And there's arguments for that. Like, okay, well, you know, I guess you would have to do it on your own. And if you always knew, and then, of course, secretly your parents are going to leave you the money.
Yeah, I'm of the opinion that that's just good parenting effort in that you don't want someone just being a slug.
Exactly. Which, look, we've seen enough stars' kids be complete slugs and really have terrible ends.
That's it, too. If you could really trust that your child would not only get the gift of life they've been given, you know, like this life is blessed.
Yes.
In ways that not most lives are. If you can be a kind, good person, you might let that person enjoy, you know, sure, you should go spend six months in another country and just live.
Right. Immerse.
Why not?
Right.
Except that that's where people find drugs and parties and the things that end up killing them too long before they've reached
any kind of adulthood.
And right. So I can see why you would say, yeah, you're not going to just sit around and live off my money.
Well, Kelsey Grammer, who is worth about $80 million, according to the thing I just looked up, he is here to give us his take on this. In an interview with Fox News, he said, my kids are going to get their inheritance. If the United States has decided they don't want to give it to them, we'll go someplace else. I guess that means they'll tax it to death.
Well, that is a bummer.
But, you know, I got to make sure they're well cared for because that's my job. How many kids does Kelsey Grammer have?
I do hate the repeatedly dipping into your money taxing thing. That is not good.
I paid taxes on it when I made it. I paid when I saved it. I paid taxes when it made money. And now you're going to get a big chunk of it when I die.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Even though it's been taxed already to death, I can't give it to
my kids. Over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a
seven
real
kids.
That's not a guess, Bryn. You looked it up. I was asking Vinny to guess.
Oh, I thought you were
seven!
Asking. So I looked it up.
Yeah. Well, thanks for answering my question,
buddy.
That I
was
you asked the question and it was
they range in age from 6 years old to 39 years old. That's a long range.
Yeah.
That's good
for him though, and he can take care of him. That's great.
Right. He's also, you know, Frasier's gonna be rebooted.
I do know that. And I actually have watched Frasier from his
Cheers days.
All the way through.
Yeah. I really, really like that character. Mm-hmm. And I've liked a lot of the people that were peripheral to him. It's going to be on Paramount Plus. And so there's a lot of time. I don't have a date, but it's out there. It's coming for you.
Toss salads. That's a good one.
Toss salads and scrambled eggs. What?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That mean?
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift and Jewelry Center.
Oh, what do they have to say today?
Figuring out the perfect Valentine's gift got you keepy-uppy at night?
Oh, that's funny.
It's funny because it's no one's really taken the hit on that one. That's not too
bad. Right, sure. That one's fine. That's a kind one.
Yeah,
thank you for
good.
The gift.
Yep. With over 75 showrooms in one location, the SF Gift and Jewelry Center has something for every budget. Gifts from anywhere else would just leave your partner feeling bluey.
Themed out. I like it. It's a good one. They're the best.
SFGCJM.com. That's SFGCJM.com. For all of your Valentine needs.
Oh.
I got to figure out what.
Well, it's her birthday, too, so you gotta... Do you do jewelry, usually? Are you, like, a jewelry
You know what's funny is I used to really gift her, like, good gifts. I would spend, you know, throw down and get her really good heels or really good purses. And since the pandemic and her working at home, we are not out much. It would be really weird to get her... Like, if I got
her... a great leather jacket?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I spoiled the heck out of her. But then as we've, you know, the last 5-something years with the kids and the pandemic, it's been like, where are we going?
Do you have a sous vide? Get her a sous vide.
Isn't it wrong to get people stuff that...
You're going to benefit from? No.
Well, she does that for sure. She got me an espresso machine that I haven't touched, but she's having an espresso every day. I'm like, that's weird. Anyway.
Get her a sous vide. Get her one of those jewel ones. They're expensive. They're like $250.
Isn't it the same thing as getting somebody a vacuum cleaner?
No, it's not. She'll have fun experimenting with that. And you can sous vide stuff and save it. It lasts for a long time in your fridge. And then you can pull it out and it's a fully, like, perfectly cooked steak every time.
Mm. All right.
Just a suggestion.
All right. I appreciate that.
Bryn, you've been using yours, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
You love it.
Perfect. Yeah. It's the best you can get. I mean, as far as... getting it the right temperature.
It's incredible.
And
it's perfect.
And you put a red heart on that and say, Happy Valentine's. I love you.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Because I cook the meat in the house, though. Like, she always leaves the red meat.
But so if she had given you a sous vide for Valentine's Day, you would have been thrilled.
But if I had given it to her, it's like me buying
But Christina does all the, get her a dozen roses, a box of candy, and a sous vide.
You're the meat man in the house? Is that what you just said?
Okay. Sure, yeah.
All right.
I provide
He's the meat man.
Anytime.
So we have rain in the forecast for this weekend, so that's both good and bad. It's nice that we're going
to
see some rain again.
We need it
other
to continue.
And not that, you know, whatever,
the vortex
atmospheric bomb or whatever.
The bomb cyclone.
Yeah, that.
The vortex.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that. There's some rain coming our way. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and in some places it won't be one day. But, you know, check your app, but now you know.
Rainy day.
Oh.
Rainy day.
I recognize that voice. Is that you and Danny?
That's just me.
Why does he call himself Jimmy?
I don't know.
Bryn found a picture of Sarah's former bandmate in the band Geneva. Hmm. And on the picture, and it's him, isn't it?
I believe that is him.
Yeah.
It's been 35 years.
Yeah, but I mean,
people more?
You've slept with. How can you not know?
Please.
I mean, what is that? Please,
all their faces
what do you mean?
All blur together.
What?
You heard me.
I did some more
investigating. I do remember one specific thing about
on that guy.
What?
Oh,
no, then I'll tell you on the secret.
No, no. Oh.
If you remember.
Oh. Hold on.
He won't remember.
I will remember.
I dug into this guy that I found online, this nurse named Danny, Frida's last name, right? Gorman. And he sung the national anthem at Fenway Park. I can't find that.
Oh,
audio,
it's him.
Yes,
he's
like, this
great
guy's
singer.
A
really good singer.
So it's him.
I believe it's
don't
him.
You want to reach out?
No.
Oh.
Do I want to?
I don't know. I mean, you don't feel like there's a love connection between the two.
There
of
isn't
you?
A love connection between the
but
two.
But your
of
naked
us.
Parts touched.
You know?
Yeah, that's not sure.
Okay, fine. They didn't touch it in any kind of meaningful way.
Well, what about the music connection? All the times you guys toured and played together on stage.
Like I was saying before, when you did, you know, duets to each other. Wake me up before you go. You know, whatever you guys sang to each other. I don't know. What did you sing to each other?
I don't.
This was the 80s.
Can't really remember.
Yeah, you can.
I truly can't.
Sarah, go! You know you want to.
No. You know what? We have a song that we sing. I'll sing it to you on The Secret Show.
Oh, that you and Danny used to sing?
No, that John and I sing all the time to that tune.
Oh. Okay, wow. We're jam-packing The Secret Show already.
Yeah. Write it down.
It's dirty. It's just a funny one.
Wake me up. All right. So I've got, here's my notes so far.
Oh.
Is that what it's about?
Sure. Yes.
Well, you said it was something very specific to him.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, it's the, you know, first time I ever heard that. But I think about it.
All the time.
Not all the time.
All the time.
It comes up on the show from time to time.
Oh. Mm. Boy, this Secret Show is going to be a doozy. Don't miss it. 10 o'clock on the Odyssey app.
It's going to be a letdown if you sell it like that. It's not a big deal.
I'll turn it into something.
You will. You'll find a way. That's true. That is like, oh, me of little faith.
Yeah. Don't worry. We got this. Okay, so rain coming up this weekend. Speaking of, it is Groundhog Day. This morning, early risers gathered at Gobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania to see what would that little guy do, the groundhog, I mean, Puxatawny Phil. And he has seen his shadow and predicts 6 more weeks of winter weather. I do have a little thing that I was gifted about.
Oh, lucky you.
Groundhog Day.
Right.
So here's a few things you guys may or may not want to know. He's wrong all the time. In fact, he's only been right 39 to 40% of the time.
And he's got a 50-50 chance, so...
That's you could flip a coin
and be
better,
more accurate, right?
So anyway, there's that. Let's see what else is here. This is strange because they say, where is it? On one hand, they say, Phil has been the same Phil all these years. He drinks an elixir of life every summer, and it keeps him alive eternally.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And then they say, they also used to eat Phil after he made his prediction. They served him up after the first official Groundhog Day in 1887.
Because groundhogs were a thing people ate? Was there nothing? Isn't there anywhere else we can eat?
Well, it was the 1800s, Sarah, so maybe they're like, you know.
Phils.
You caught that guy. He's there the whole time. Why not?
You know, I think it's a tame groundhog now, too, because they are able to pick that thing up and it isn't struggling or trying to bite them. So I'm guessing that now they use one as long as they need to until it dies, and then one of its pups becomes
the new one.
Because I'm thinking maybe... The groundhog would always, around February 2nd, would come to poke its head out to see, well, can I leave yet? And so they're like, oh, look at that, right around February 2nd every year. Let's shoot and kill and eat that thing. We're hungry. We're starving settlers.
Yeah, well, it does seem to me like they should get their story straight. Is it the same guy drinking the elixir of life? Or did you guys eat him for a few years before you realized?
We can keep him alive. I'm going to go elixir. Let's go magic.
Phil has a wife. Groundhog Phil, Puxatawny Phil. It's Groundhog Day, everyone. Her name's Phyllis. They never had kids, and she doesn't drink the elixir of life and isn't immortal. But he is. So
currently he has a wife, but she's going to croak soon.
Gobblers,
are they going to eat her?
I don't think so. I think they're done
Groundhog's
with that.
Delicious. No one knows.
Oh. Gobbler's Knob. The event itself originally only attracted about 2,000 people.
Still.
Then the Bill Murray movie came out, and it has swole to 40,000 people in 2020.
All go to Gobbler's Knob.
If you remember, 2020, February 2nd, was we were good.
2020.
Right. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is COVID hit 2 weeks later. Or no, one month later.
It was March 13th was our last day at work.
They had 40,000 people in 2020, and then the next year it was zero. They did the event virtually because of COVID-19. So I don't know how many people showed up today. I don't have those numbers in
yet. Let's see if we can check in with a correspondent on site.
That's right, woodchuckers. It's Groundhog Day! Get up and check that hog out there!
Yeah!
Cute.
Come here, Groundhog!
Oh.
Wow.
Guy sounded like he hurt himself.
He woodchucked his chuck.
Well, what if there is no tomorrow? There wasn't one today.
A dad let his 6-year-old son play on his phone.
Yeah.
You know, here, I don't want to play with you, so...
Play on my phone.
Do this.
Yeah.
The young man ended up ordering a parade of delivery cars. He racked up over $1,000 worth of food on Grubhub.
Oh, my.
This guy's in Michigan. His name's Keith Stonehouse. He let his son play... His 6-year-old son was using his phone to play a game on Saturday night, thinking it would chill him out before bed. The kid ended up playing with a different app, Grubhub.
Hmm.
Keith says he knew something was strange when he got a food delivery, but then he could, but before he could figure it out, another one came, and then another order. He said it was like a parade of deliveries.
Oh,
it didn't take long for him to figure out that they were orders from his account. And his son had been doing this. $1,000 on food delivery in one night is a lot.
It is.
Like, I know you could go to French Laundry.
And it's $1,000 a person.
It's more, even more than that, I think.
Whatever. It's a lot of money.
But when you order takeout from Outback, that's, say, $100. Like,
sure.
You know, it takes a minute
to
rack up. Anyway.
Between 10 and 20 deliveries is my guess. Maybe you just want to, you know, pint ice cream from this one place.
He said his credit card stopped a 439 order from Happy's Pizza, suspecting fraud. However, a 183 order of jumbo shrimp from the same restaurant did go through just fine.
Oh.
As did orders from other restaurants for chicken shawarma, salads,
yum.
Chicken wraps, chili cheese fries, ice cream, and more. It's a 6-year-old.
So all the things 6-year-olds want. I can't believe the chicken shawarma.
Well, it's funny that he was supposed to be playing a game and went. You know,
oh, it's a fun game. You just, you know, you look at the food you want to eat and you poke it. Mm-hmm.
Keith says, this is the dad. I was mad, but there's nothing I could do about it.
Mm.
So he crammed as much of the food into the fridge as he could and offered the rest to the neighbors. He also tried to talk to his son about it so he'd understand what went wrong. But while he was trying to explain, the kid stopped and asked him, Dad, did the pepperoni pizzas come yet?
No, those ones got canceled, dear.
I love it.
That's really funny.
Kids.
Kids think everything's free. They really do.
$1,000.
All right, man.
There was this family I knew one time.
Really?
When a young boy.
There used to
be these phone lines that you could call for friendship.
The 900 numbers.
Yes. And there was a family that had... received this incredibly like a bill they couldn't even afford. Like, they got this bill and went, this is thousands of dollars spent. How are you even doing that? Like, when is this happening? Is one of the questions. Anyway, once it was explained, like, you can't do that ever again. We do not have the money for this. It still kept happening.
Oh.
So there's a reality here that this guy may not be done.
This might not be the last he hears of this. He
really
needs to delete that app.
Keep his, yeah.
Of course, a 6-year-old probably knows how to download an app. Don't worry about
it.
Sign you right back in.
I know someone, anyway, that story ended badly. It kept happening over and over. The family.
What family was this? Hassan family?
I don't want to say what family.
So
that's why I'm being.
Was it Keith?
I don't want to say who it was.
So it was. Okay, got it.
God.
Boy, I got something to talk to Jan about now.
Don't.
What were you thinking?
Don't do that. I said it was a family I knew that not...
What, when you weren't busy breaking into Vinny's room by taking the screen?
That was later, actually, the breaking in.
So it is Keith.
I didn't say that.
You just figured it out.
I said it was a family that I knew.
Called the Hassan family.
Here's a fan. Oh.
Of a man named Hassan.
No, it's not us.
Okay.
I know someone who's about to take on a really big challenge. She's going to quit smoking.
Oh, yeah.
She's ready.
She's ready.
She's been smoking her whole dang life and actually had some success quitting for quite a while.
Yeah.
Years.
While she had kids and stuff.
I don't know when this person started sneaking them again.
That was right around the time she started going back to bars.
Oh. Yeah.
Go to a bar.
Oh.
And the,
but you were sneaking them, right?
For a while.
Sorry, this story's about Sarah. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Just like the last story was about Keith. Go on.
Anyway.
What a horn dog. I had no idea.
Every boy at 13 is a horn dog.
And yet he doesn't try to get someone to be his girlfriend so he can have it on the regular. He's probably totally
again,
satisfied by online porn.
It's not about him. About someone else, but I do believe
also named Keith. Weird.
He's not willing to make the sacrifices necessary to be partnered up. And it is painful sometimes. You definitely find yourself going, this isn't what I would choose to do if I were choosing to do what I want to do.
Right. Sometimes the choice has been taken away from you.
Here I am.
Burn out, down out, down, down. Keep going.
No. Boy, I'm really full of song today, aren't I? What's wrong with me?
You're feeling the rock and roll.
Do you ever give yourself a pep talk in the mirror?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, if you, and you're about to, this is why I'm doing this story.
Okay.
You're about to take on a huge challenge. You've announced it. It's coming.
Yep.
Your e-cig.
I think I have 20 cartridges left.
Okay. And how long do the cartridges last? A day each?
No, I probably use 3 a day. So early next week,
they're
going to be gone.
It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever do that, or you ever try to motivate yourself in other situations, like you're running or before you go on a date or before you quit smoking, your self-pep talks will work better if you say you and not I.
Oh.
Instead of saying I can do this, say you can do this. This is a study done about people trying to motivate themselves to get things done. And a sports psychologist says this probably works because the thought I can do it is more apt to produce the opposite thought, I can't do it. And that increased sense of potential failure can lower performance. Just talk to yourself, you can do this. You can do this, Sarah. Look in the mirror every morning. You can do this.
Yeah.
You can do this.
I can.
You've done it before.
Well, I'm scared, but I'm doing it. It would take me a long time to get resupplied. So even if I decided I was going to quit quitting.
Don't.
It would take me, by the time they got there, I'd be over it.
Yeah, don't even think that.
I'm not. I'm getting all my methodology in place.
Okay.
I'm really good at redirecting my thoughts.
You got this.
Mm-hmm.
You got this, Sarah.
Yeah, you got this.
Well, thanks for saying so.
Oh, our text number is 800-400-3697. Don't write that 415, seriously.
What is it?
Something about phone sex lines. Don't.
Oh.
707 says, the French Laundry is about $550 a person with all the wine pairing. That's cheaper than I thought. I thought it was a couple thousand each.
Well, if you go with two, if you are sitting at a table for four, plus tip and tax, you're well over $2,000.
Yeah. I bet Bryn's eating groundhog. Bryn, have you had groundhog?
Give him a drum.
Oh, that's
hilarious, people.
Would you eat it though if I put it in front of you?
Yeah, if you prepared it and you know put some work into it.
Yeah,
it was actually good. I'd try it, sure.
Mm. Oh, 415 says, I bet Danny and Sarah sang Islands in the Stream.
No, we didn't sing that.
What did you sing? Sense. Come on!
I don't know. We sang whatever the hits were in 1986.
Please get Danny on the morning show. Bryn, can you book Danny?
I'm trying to figure out how to get to his Facebook page. It's not
just don't,
giving me a
don't bother
link.
You guys.
831 says, Finn, do not get her kitchen items.
Why not? It's hard. Look, the longer you're with someone, the more everything they have.
That is true.
You know, it's hard to buy for someone who has everything. Get her new underpants. Like, I would like to see you in these.
Oh, 415 says the original Swamp Thing had Adrienne Barbeau in 82.
Ooh,
that's
Adrienne
the girl.
Barbeau.
I love that girl, and she was the one with her boobs hanging out. It wasn't Heather Locklear. It was Adrienne Barbeau.
But it was Heather Locklear in the second one.
Yes, but
okay.
She wasn't the one with the...
Well, now it looks like they're bringing it back, and it's going to be very dark and It's an origin story. How did Swamp Thing become Swamp Thing? And does he have a real name?
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.